I'm Josh, and this is the Weekly Wonder. The Walking Festival this year started on Saturday, October the 8th. The Isle of Wight Walking Festival is one of the UK's longest-running walking festivals. The festival was first set up by the Isle of Wight Council in 1999. It offered 39 walks and had over 5,000 walkers to take part. All the walks are led by volunteers, many from the local Ramblers group. All are experienced walkers with a great deal of knowledge about the island and its stunning landscapes and scenery. To find out more, and to view or register for a walk, go to islewhitewalkingfestival.co.uk. This week's retro review is on Gremlins 2, which was released June 15th, 1990. If you've watched the first Gremlins, the second film, Gremlins 2, is definitely worth the watch. After his owner, Mr. Wing, dies, the Mogwai, Gizmo, becomes the guinea pig of scientists at a lab in the Clamp Center, a state-of-the-art high-rise building in Manhattan, owned by eccentric billionaire Daniel Clamp. At the mercy of the chief researcher, Dr. Kafter, Gizmo is rescued by his former owner, Billy Veltzer, and his fiancée, Kate, both of whom who work elsewhere in the building. Clamp befriends Billy upon being impressed by his skills in concept design, sparking the interest of Billy's superior, Marla Bloodstone. Gizmo is left in the office where the water spills on his head from a broken drinking fountain and spawns four new Mogwai, one of them being Mohawk, a reincarnation of Stripe. They cage Gizmo in the air vents and later eat at the building's food court after midnight, becoming Gremlins. You've been listening to this week's Weekly Wonder. Join me next week for another episode.